What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. Coming to you live Friday afternoon. The Packers have wrapped up the practice week and their availability prior to taking on the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. Davante Adams has been ruled out. MVS and Geronimo will be apparently given up until kickoff, although I think maybe we learn a little bit more if and when the injury report comes out. The Packers set to take on the Raiders Sunday afternoon. Let's get it, says Quack Attack. How are you doing in the comments? Good to see everybody. The Packers are going to be given every opportunity to find some new blood on the offensive side of the ball with all the new names that will be pressed into action. Clearly, Jake Kumerow will be one of those. Undoubtedly, Alan Lazard, he of the fourth quarter magic last week with Aaron Rodgers, will be given ample opportunities as well. Hello. Any update on Savage? Ken, I don't need an update to tell you. He's probably not going to play. He didn't practice 2 days ago, didn't practice yesterday. I would be absolutely shocked if he's ready to go. Wow, you found a razor blade. I did. You know who remarked on my clean shavenness today? Rock himself. That's right. Larry McCarron complimented me on my baby face skin. Stop Jacobs equals stop the offense. Obviously, it's not quite that simple, but for the most part, making Derek Carr try to beat you with his limited receiving weapons probably is the order of the day for Mike Pettine. I actually just wrote about that in my preview and prediction piece. The matchup piece is up at cheeseheadtv.com. Make sure you check it out. And to that regard, clearly they have one very stellar weapon for Derek Carr in the tight end. And outside of that, it's a mishmash of guys, including former Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis, who will undoubtedly be featured somewhat since they are down to the Zay Joneses of the world. But yes, I think it's absolutely about daring Derek Carr, or making Derek Carr beat you on Sunday and not allow the rookie running back to get going, because he is a talent and he absolutely took over that game against the Bears in London 2 weeks ago. J.K. Scott, the weapon is how we win this game. Cody, there's some truth to that. Absolutely long fields for a team that wants to pound the football. You know, points come out of the passing game, and if you are dedicated to running the football, you have to do so effectively first down after first down. And if the Packers can get the Raiders even into one or two obvious passing situations and allow, namely, Preston Smith probably to, you know, feast on a backup tackle, then you'll be cooking with gas, maybe create a turnover or two, get the ball to Aaron Rodgers again. The formula is pretty set. That Chiefs game is looking better. I don't care about the Chiefs game. All of Twitter last night was, oh, the Packers could go 9-1. The Packers, the Chiefs game all of a sudden doesn't look so tough. I don't care about any of that. They got to beat the Raiders. The Raiders game is all that matters. Things can change in the blink of an eye. Look at the Chiefs. Who knows what's going to happen on Sunday? Beat the Raiders. It's all that matters. It's a great day. We're 5-1, and the Bears still suck. Nicholas, I did like Greg Rosenthal tweeting out that they're five games into their season, and the Chicago Bears have yet to crack the 300-yard mark in a single game on offense. That's adorable. Preach, Nagler. Preach, Patrick. That's what I do, man. I'm here to preach the gospel of the green and gold. So Z tweeted LaFleur changed his mind on sack celebrations. Joshua, yes, I actually asked LaFleur about this in the press conference a little bit ago, saying that Zadarius had said that celebrations were shut down. LaFleur indicated that was incorrect and then actually went on to cite what he told the team this morning, was that he doesn't mind the celebrations. They just better be quick and get the guys off the field on a third down when the punt team's coming on, etc. And he referenced a play that I had forgotten about until he mentioned it in a Chiefs-Raiders game a couple of years ago, where Khalil Mack and somebody else are celebrating after the play, and they literally have to, they take a penalty because they're still on the field when the other team comes on to snap the ball for the, then it was a field goal. So, you know, as LaFleur said, he's fine with them celebrating, just do so in a timely manner and get off the field. So Zadarius and Preston Smith held a rare Friday availability earlier this afternoon and indicated that the message has been received and they will be getting off the field and their celebrations will still be on, but they will be short and sweet, to quote Preston. How about how salty the Lions fans are? Oh, it's great to drink their tears, isn't it? Sealmore and Mack, that was it. And Justin Tuck called timeout. That's right. And Tuck was pissed about it. And Tuck went off on them. Kenny Clark and Martinez, in my opinion, are important to re-sign. Would you add Jones to that list? Yeah, I think they're a year away from Jones, though. I think right now Kenny Clark is a number one. Kenny Clark was back at practice today, so that's a good sign. Thoughts on Carr? I think he's a good, if not great, quarterback. He doesn't have a ton of weapons to work with, but he's playing much better this year, undoubtedly, than what we saw from him last season. There's no question. You can't take him lightly. I do think the key is to shutting down the running game and getting them in third and long, second and long, and making him try and air it out a lot, because I do think he'll give you one every now and then. Is it beer o'clock yet? As soon as I'm done, Dominic. As soon as I'm done. Oh, speaking of beer o'clock and getting out and about tonight, if you're in the Appleton area, I will be watching the Appleton East versus Appleton West crosstown showdown at the Banta Bowl, 7 o'clock p.m. Be there for some Friday Night Lights. We'll talk some football. It'll be a lot of fun. Someone today compared the Packers to the Cowboys. Well, someone's not paying attention. Carr was an MVP candidate in 2016 before he got hurt. Julian, 2016 was a long time ago. Just started reading Mark Beach's book so far. It is great. Also, what do you believe the odds are that we re-sign Jamal and Aaron Jones? I think, you know, a lot of that's going to depend. The second part is a lot of that is going to depend on what those guys want to do as far as maximize their value or sign something a little bit below market and stick around, because I think that will be an option for both of them. The book is fantastic, isn't it? Highly recommend it. If you guys haven't picked it up yet, do so. The People's Team by Mark Beach. 100 years of Packers football. It is outstanding. Who gets an INT on Sunday? We're due for a pick six. I mean, I'll take a pick six, but I'll settle for just a straight up interception. And you know what? I'm gonna go with an unlikely candidate. I think BJ Goodson gets an interception. They try and go play action and with heavy personnel on the field, and BJ gets a pick of Carr. How about that? Raiders pick up Davis, we go pick up Grant. Coincidence? I don't think it was so much about Grant knowing anything secrets-wise. I think it's much more desperation on the Packers' part that they need bodies at wide receiver. I don't think it's had much to do with him, the fact that he was in camp with the Raiders. Do we think Josh Jackson gets any defensive plays this week? That's an excellent question. He was absolutely shut out from scrimmage last week, only playing on special teams. We'll see what the game plan indicates and how much action he gets, maybe in the dime packages, but it sure looks like he's fallen out of favor in favor of guys like Chandon Sullivan, etc. Who do we think gets return duties this week? Brandon, it'll be Darius Shepherd. LaFleur said he's sticking with him, so he gets a chance to redeem himself, which I'm totally down with. Crosby proving he needs to be extended as well. It's a possibility, no doubt about it. Who knows what they're going to want to do, though, as far as the puzzle of the salary cap goes. Not so sure Gutekunst is going to want to commit long-term to that much cap space to a kicker, but you never know. Why is Woodson in town? Katie, he's filming for his show. A show I believe is hosted by Rich Eisen called The Grind. He was in the locker room this afternoon with 9 people in tow. 9 times, both film crew and PR people following him around. He had a lengthy conversation with Aaron, a lengthy conversation with Tremont Williams, and he talked to Jason Wilde for a little bit. It's hard to watch other Packer live chats. They are overly formal, nags for the win. Michael, thank you very much. That's what I try and I go for. And I apologize for the background today. It is insanely windy outside. I was going to do it outside with Lambo in the background, give it all its glory. But and also the sun is beating right into where I usually do these. So next, who do you think covers Darren Waller? Julian, that's an excellent question. I believe Adrian Amos will probably draw a lot of the single coverage, but I think they'll do a lot of stuff to try and bracket him, try and basically keep him at least maybe not two bodies all the time, but at least bracket and or roll coverage his way whenever possible. But I do think Amos will probably draw most of the one-on-one stuff. Steven, thank you so much for the super chat. Bears still and will always suck. I mean, I love that you use Super Chat to proclaim the suckitude of the Chicago Bears. That is a Packers fan, my friend. What's the latest on Savage? Still hurt, as far as I know. Probably won't play on Sunday. Roll on. Explain the IR thing real quick, please. How many can return and when? Also, who would you pick to return? John, that's a good question. You can bring back two guys throughout the year. Jace Sternberger is the first guy that they have selected for possible return. Now that they have done so and he's practicing, they have a three-week window to activate him. That once they go on IR, they have to be out for 8 weeks. And after 6 weeks is when you can activate them, so or practice them, so to speak. But there's only two, and they've used one now. They can use one other. I would probably think Raven Green would be their selection if, and that's a big if, he's able to come back. That's the other problem is when these guys go on IR, we're never really privy to how injured they are. Lane Taylor is another guy who I think might be a possibility. But given how well Elgton Jenkins is playing and how Lucas Patrick filled in so admirably when he was thrown into the fire down there in Dallas, maybe they don't feel that's necessary. But we'll see. Again, it depends on how injured they are and how well they're doing as rehab and trying to come back, etc. Is Campbell coming back? He is practicing this week. He also has a three-week window to come off the PUP. Though undoubtedly, if they are going to make a move there, they'll undoubtedly announce it tomorrow afternoon sometime. Chris Sims broke down the second illegal hands to the face. There was a holding on Lazard. Don't feel bad. It was a correct call. Man, that was so long ago. Was that Monday night? It feels like 1,000 years ago. James, thanks so much for the super chat. If I wanted to buy tickets for Packers versus Bears to chat Bears still suck, what site could I use? You know, that's a really good question. I would head to CheeseheadTV.com and look for a link to Ticket King. They've been around since 1992. They're located physically right across from Lambeau Field. But if you're anywhere outside of Green Bay, you can go to CheeseheadTV.com and find the link to Ticket King. They have all your Packers tickets needs taken care of. Home, away, playoffs, doesn't matter. Any Packers game, Ticket King got you covered at CheeseheadTV.com. Why did initial reports say that MVS did not practice, but now it's being reported that he had limited participation? Oh, well, because when you first get to practice and you see guys on the field, the initial tweets will always say, well, he's not practicing. But then when the Packers put out an injury report, they will designate guys. They may do stuff when the media is not there, we're not privy to, that makes it a limited participant. Either way, I'm still going to be surprised if he plays on Sunday. That's just me. Between him and Geronimo, I think he's the one who's got a better chance, but I'll be surprised if either one of those guys goes. Nags, would you like to see a DL list similar to baseball versus the current IR rules? No, more than anything, I'd like to see expanded rosters on game day. 46 is absurd when you're allowed 53 guys on the team. I think they should expand it to at least 47, 48, if not 50. She's had TV license plates for merch. I love it. When will Dexter Williams get some snaps? You never know when we might need him. Well, Daniel, we'll see if he's active this week now that Trey Carson's been picked up by the Lions. I can't imagine they're going to roll with just two halfbacks, although maybe. You never know. But this could be the week. We'll see. Not nearly enough subscribers for Cheesehead TV. This is the best Packers content. Cheers to you, Nags. Cole, thank you very much. Yes, please subscribe. Hit like. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Marshall Brown, thank you for the super chat. Didn't even say anything. Just gave us a super chat. I love it, buddy. Thank you. MVS is questionable. Allison is doubtful, by the way. Thank you, Soda. I have not yet looked at their injury report. Probably just came out, but that makes sense. And I'm still going to be surprised if MVS plays. Over under three turnovers for the Packers defense. I'll take under only because I don't want to get too excited. I think they get one big turnover, and it's the difference in the game. Hello, Nags from Napa. Do you think this game comes down to whose O-line is more dominant? Dominant, obviously, in the eye of the beholder, but keeping their quarterbacks clean is definitely the name of the game. I think it's going to be about very much decided on the Packers' run defense having another performance like they did on Monday night. Dean Lowry and company did great work. They've got to replicate that against a team that's probably better at running the football than the Lions are. That's what they're going to want to do. It's going to be their kind of bread and butter, so to speak. And if the Packers can make them one dimensional, they have this game in the bag. But that's a big if. You know, They've simply got to control their gaps, and they can't have the lapses that we saw early on in the season. Lewis, thank you for the super chat. What's up, Nagler? I believe Lazard will get a touchdown this week. Bears still suck, by the way. Could not agree more on both counts. All right, everybody. I'm going to jump. Short Friday chat. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. Packers take on the Raiders on Sunday at noon here in Green Bay. I'll be there. Hope you enjoy the game wherever you are. I'll be on the radio afterwards. Please like, subscribe. Check out our stuff at Cheesehead TV, including my preview and prediction post. Just went up a little bit ago. Talk to you guys. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday. Go Pack Go.